Tonight, Ralph, the big question with Nolan Ryan will be whether or not he can find the strike zone because of a long layoff. Nolan making his first appearance of the baseball season. His last outing goes back to spring training. Denny Doyle leading off against the hard-throwing right-hander, and the fastball is over. Strike one call. Ryan wasting not a moment in establishing the strike zone. Joe Foy playing in close at third against second baseman Denny Doyle, a left-hand hitter. And the pitch by Nolan Ryan. Fastball swung and fouled off strike two. For the New York Mets, Art Chansky is playing first base. Ken Boswell at second. Bud Harrelson is playing short. And Joe Foy is at third. Leon Jones in left field. Tommy Agee in center. Around at right field, Ron Swoboda. Brody behind the plate. The pitch to Doyle. And a line drive down the left field line for a base hit. Taken on the first out by Cleon Jones. Well, Denny Doyle hooks up on the handle of that bat and just tries to make contact. He got an outside pitch and hit a line drive right over Foy's head into left field. He did the same thing to John Seaver starting the game yesterday for a two-base hit. Now Don Money, the third baseman. Money hitting at 375 on 9 for 24 for Don Money, his sophomore season. Now Foy playing even with the bag at third. Art Chansky will hold against the runner, Denny Doyle. Low and outside, ball one. Last regular game for Nolan Ryan was back on March 23rd, a game against the Cardinals down in Florida. Inside and a high ball, too. He did pitch in a couple of B-squad games after that to try and keep sharp. Now Ryan behind on Don Money, two balls and no strikes. We'll have a number of day games to report to you in the major leagues this afternoon. The 2-0 delivery, ball three, low outside. Ryan has gone behind 3-0 on Don Money. Delivery. He's taking his high ball four. And the Phillies very quickly have runners on first and second, nobody out. Money walked on four pitches, and it brings up the left fielder, Johnny Briggs. Briggs is strong. Had a good second half last season after a very slow first half of the year from Paterson, New Jersey. And now Brody goes to the mound to have a talk with Nolan Ryan. He may have felt that Ryan was trying to let up a little bit to get the ball over. They look for the sacrifice bunt. Joe Foy comes in close at third. Art Chansky back at fielding depth at first base. Swing and a miss on a high hard one. Well, Briggs lashing away after Money walked on four pitches in a row. It was a fastball by Ryan that was up in his eyes, and Briggs was hoping to hit it out of the ballpark. Now the pitch on the way, grounded foul back toward the Mets dugout, and a two-strike count on Johnny Briggs. The cleanup batter, Darren Johnson, is on deck, and then Tim McCarver, the Philadelphia catcher. The infield and the outfield around toward right. Here's the pitch. High outside, ball one. Ryan missing with his fastball. It's one ball, two strikes. Left-hand hitters, if they can pull the ball to right field in this game today, will take the advantage of quite a tailwind. Swing out of there, he struck him out. Nolan Ryan striking out Johnny Briggs, was actually fouled up but held by Jerry Goody. Now Darren Johnson. Darren has three home runs and seven RBIs in the young season, including two game-winning home runs. Darren Johnson made an impressive comeback last year after being hurt the previous year. Swinging on this on Ryan's Express. That's the fastest pitch Ryan has thrown in the game. It was a blazer. Now Nolan getting a sign from Grody. Runners at first and second. Here's the pitch on the way. Fastball just outside. Grody thought that should have been called a strike. It's one ball and one strike. Darren Jansen, a 9-year veteran. And he has had some big years in the major leagues, particularly at Cincinnati. The 1-1 delivery, swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes. Last year with the Phillies, Darren Jansen had 17 home runs and 80 runs batted in. Then slightly from the waist. And the pitch to him, swing and a miss. He got him. Ryan's Express, and he unloaded that fastball to strike out Darren Jansen. Now two outs and two on. Jim McCarver coming up to hit. We all want America the beautiful. Let's not have it another way. The people at Rheingold ask you to keep America beautiful. Jim McCarver, a 10-year veteran, off to a fast start. He's sitting at 364 on 12 for 33. McCarver, a left-hand line drive type hitter. The infield playing McCarver to pull the ball, and the outfield compensating. Tommy Agee playing a couple of strides to left center. Now the pitch by Ryan. Swing out of this on a fastball. Strike one. For Philadelphia, Billy DeMars on the coaching lines at first base. George Myatt on the lines at third. The one-strike delivery. Under the knees, one ball, one strike. Ryan going exclusively with his fastball here in the opening inning. Larry Heisel, the center fielder, occupies the on-deck circle. Now the fastball is high, 2-1 to Tim McCarver. McCarver traded by the Cardinals to the Phillies last winter after 10 years in a Redbird uniform. Vinny Doyle is on second. Don Money, the runner on first. The 2-1 pitch, way up high. Ball three, and Ryan falls behind it. McCarver, 3-1. Better tomorrow here at Shea Stadium, first game at 1 p.m. And Jerry Kuzman and Jim McAndrew will pitch the doubleheader for Gil Hodges' team. 3-1 delivery. Fouled back to the crowd. No play. It's 3-2. The minor league clubs opened their seasons last night, and it was a happy start for the Mets' number one minor league affiliate, Tidewater. They opened at a brand new ballpark in Tidewater with Danny Frisella on the mound, and he pitched a strong game as Tidewater won the opening ballgame. They beat Buffalo 4-1. Rod Gasper drove two runs in, and Bobby Fyle drove in a run. Pitching 3-2, ball four, and the bases are loaded. Now the bases are loaded, and Larry Heisel comes up. Here in the first inning, Ryan has now walked two and struck out two, giving up one. And pitching Coop Walker is going to the mound now to talk with Nolan Ryan. Coop Walker, the pitching coach of the New York Mets, is out there talking with Nolan Ryan. While they have a conference on the mound, we'll take the opportunity to pause for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
This is New York Mets Baseball on WKAJ-FM 102.3 in Saratoga Springs, New York.
Ryan delivers to Heisel a fastball high, ball one. Now Ryan will have to be in the strike zone. Vinny Doyle is on third, Don Money on second, Tim McCarver the runner on first. There are 2 men away. Ryan checks the runner at third, comes out of his windup. Now the pitch, ball two. Noe missing inside to high with his quick one, and now the count is 2 balls and no strikes. So Ryan slows himself up, walks off the pitching mound. Right fielder Ron Stone, a left-hand hitter, is the on-deck batter for the Phillies of Frank Lucchesi. Tommy Agee, not figuring Heisel to get around, he plays him to right center. He swings and misses. Well, Heisel, who has home run power, was given the green light by Frank Lucchesi. And he went after a 2-0 fastball but couldn't get it. It's 2-1. Ryan starting in on his target. And the pitch to Heisel, a bloop foul off to the right, into the crowd and out of play. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. As a rookie last year, Larry Heisel hit 20 home runs. The Cardinals have planned to move him to left or right field to make room for Kurt Flood. When Kurt Flood decided to sit it out, Heisel went back to center. Now it's 2-2 as this windup. Now the pitch. Strike him out. Ryan's Express, and the side is retired. Oh, did he throw a blazer? No runs, one hit, no errors, and 3 left on. And the score in the middle of the first inning, the Phillies nothing, and the New York Mets coming to bat.
Walton Sports Shop is proud to handle the best possible line of equipment for the fishermen, including the Cortland Pro 444 lines. And, of course, handles other top brands like the Orvis fly rods. The zing, the toughness, and the feel of bamboo is yours to enjoy in the Bat and Kill fly rods by Orvis. These bamboo rods are impregnated with a baked light resin clear into the core, making the Orvis bamboo rod the toughest rod a man can own. And you can choose from 8 different rods. For delicate presentation of tiny flies and nymphs to trout, for all-purpose, all-around fly rodding, for big water steelheading, salmon fishing, saltwater bone fishing, or for bass bugging specialists. Remember, at Walton's, we always carry a complete line of fishing equipment. That's Walton Sports Shop, Lake Avenue in Saratoga, where sportsmen cater to sportsmen.
Right-hander Jim Bunning pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies this afternoon. Over the years, Bunning has been tough for the New York Mets, as he has been for all Major League ball clubs. Bunning has a lifetime record against New York of 17 wins and 8 losses. And a big hand for Tommy Agee as Tommy leads off against Jim Bunning. The Phillies are playing Darren Johnson at first. Denny Doyle at second. Larry Boa is the shortstop. And Don Money will be at third. In the outfield, John Briggs is the left fielder. Larry Heisel in center. And around in right field, Ron Stone. Jim McCarver behind the plate. And Jim Bunning is on the mound. The windup and the sidearm pitch by Bunning, a strike on the outside corner. This is Bunning's second start of the year. His first outing, he hooked up in a pitching duel with Steve Blass of Pittsburgh. Bunning lost the game in the 11th inning on a 2-run homer by Bill Mazeroski. Inside, 1-1 to Tommy Agee. Jim Bunning, now in his 16th year of the Major Leagues. Tall, thin right-hander from Kentucky delivers. Lined hard in the air to left field, a base hit. Taken on one hop by Johnny Briggs. And Agee appears to be getting in that hitting groove now. Tommy Agee, a long, hard single to left field. It brings up Bud Harrelson. Bud hitting 276. Had 8 hits, and 3 of the 8 have been extra base hits. In this game, Bud Harrelson had a home run into the visiting bullpen in left field and a 3-base hit over Stone's head in right field. Joe Foy, the on-deck batter. Now Bunning turns and lobs the ball over to first base. And a ground ball hit toward the middle into center field, a base hit by Harrelson. Agee around second, trying for third to throw the side. Oh! Runners on first and third as Harrelson singles to center. A ground single right up the middle. And A.G., with his good base running ability, went from first to third. Now Joe Foy batting third in the order. Joe has had 5 for 32 and 3 runs batted in. We have thousands of youngsters here this afternoon rooting for the world champions. And you can hear the Let's Go Mets chant now. Skies mostly clear. A nice day for the ball game. Now Foy is the batter facing Bunning. The pitch by Bunning. Outside, ball one. Phillies looking for a double play. Their second baseman, Denny Doyle, shaded toward the middle of the diamond. Leon Jones is the on-deck batter, and then Art Shamsky. The stretch by Bunning. And the pitch to Foy. A line drive to the opposite field for a base hit. Down the line to score is Tommy Agee. Harrelson is on his way to third. The ball bobbled in right field by Stone to throw to second, not in time. The ball gets loose. Harrelson is coming down the line to score. Foy racing to third. The Mets lead 2-0. A double error will be scored against Stone, the right fielder. Foy singled to right field, scoring Tommy Agee. For Joe Foy, his fourth RBI. Bud Harrelson was racing to third. Stone bobbled the ball in right field and then made a bad throw to the middle of the diamond where he had a chance to get Joe Foy, and Foy went on to third. And so two errors are charged to the right fielder, one for bobbling the ball and the other for the bad throw to second base. Leon Jones up against Jim Bunning. Low and outside is ball one. Barry Lurch, a right-hander, starts warming up in the Philadelphia bullpen. Now Bunning's pitch on the way. Low and outside, two balls and no strikes to Leon Jones. 2 runs in for the New York Mets on 3 hits in a row. And 2 errors charged to Stone, the right fielder. Had the ball been handled clean in right field, Harrelson still would have wound up on third, but Foy would have been held at first. Foy is now on third. The 2-0 delivery is popped up. An infield pop fly. Doyle, the second baseman, near the second base bag, has it for the out. So one man away, and Art Shamsky now will try and pick up Joe Foy, the runner on third. Art Shamsky batting 350. 7 hits and 20 times at bat. And Jim McCarver goes out to the mound to talk to Jim Bunning. Ron Swoboda swings the leaded bat in the on-deck circle. Pitch to Shamsky is on the inside corner, strike one call. Art has good power. He's a pull hitter. And the Philadelphia outfield swings far around to right. Stone, the right fielder, playing almost on the warning track and playing the right field line. The center fielder, Heisel, is deep and over in the alley in right center. Bunning delivers, a swing and a miss, strike two. Joe Foy is on third, one man out. Tommy Agee lined a single to left field, starting the rally. Harrelson a single to center. Agee went to third. Foy single to right. Before that play was over, 2 runs were in. Inside at the base, 1 ball and 2 strikes. Foy gets 1 RBI in the play. His base hit brought home Tommy Agee. It also sent Harrelson to third, and then Harrelson came in to score on the error charged to Stone. Fifteen-year veteran Jim Bunning on the mound for Philadelphia. Last year, with the Pirates and the Los Angeles Dodgers. Bunting won 13 and lost 10. Pitching 1-2. Way inside, he turned Shamsky away from the plate on the count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. They give Shamsky the left field line. Briggs, the left fielder, is lined up over in the alley in left center. Shamsky is a decisive pull hitter. He rarely hits a ball on the left side of the infield. And Bunting delivers 2-2. Way inside, ball 3. And again, Shamsky, as they continue to try the pattern of jamming him, gets out of the way. So it's 3-2 on Art Shamsky. He's on the left side of the infield end. Doyle, the second baseman, halfway on the right side of the diamond. Johnson, even with the bag. And now Bunting turns his back to home plate and walks off the mound. If he wanted to blow on his pitching hand, then you cannot do that while you're up on the pitching diameter. It's 3-2 on Shamsky, the payoff delivery. Lined, it may go foul, deep down the right field line, and foul. Long drive into the right field corner, a foul ball. You're going to hear that one. It exploded coming off the bat. 2 runs in, New York leading Philadelphia, 2-0, bottom half of the first inning. Joe Foy is the runner on third with 1 out. Now again, Bunting driving takes his sign from McCarver. Shamsky cocks the bat. Pitching 3-2. And a ground ball hammered. Doyle up with it, throws home. Foy is in a rundown play between third and home. The ball is thrown over the third baseman, kept down the left field line. Foy is in to score, and Shamsky's on second. Tim McCarver throwing the ball to Money, the third baseman, in the rundown play, threw the ball over Money's head down the left field line for an error. He will be scored a fielder's choice. Shamsky winds up on second. Foy comes in to score on the error charge to Tim McCarver. The third error in the inning charge to the Phillies. Shamsky hit a very hard ground ball, and Doyle, who was playing halfway, came up with it. And A.G., an excellent base runner, immediately went into a rundown play. Ron Swoboda swings and misses strike one. It paid off handsomely for the New York Mets. He putting himself in the rundown play. As he rambled back toward third, as McCarver ran him in that direction, then when McCarver threw, he overthrew Don Money. 3 runs are in, New York leading 3-0. Shamsky is on second base and 1 out. Barry Lurch warming up in the Philadelphia bullpen. And a slow curve on the outside corner, strike call. Now Jim Bunting has a 2-strike count to Ron Swoboda. Ron hitting 214 has 3 RBIs. Ken Boswell will be hitting next. The way the wind is blowing today, the right-hand batters would like to hit the right field if they can. Curve is foul back over the screen. Bunting made a good pitch on Ron Swoboda, and Ron managed to foul it off and stay alive. Bunting working very deliberately now, trying to get out of this without further scoring. The Mets have 3 runs in. Art Shamsky leading off second. The 2-strike delivery way outside on a fastball, 1-2. He was tempting Swoboda, trying to get him to go for a bad ball. Ron would have nothing to do with it. Ron Swoboda, the 6th batter up here in the first inning. Now the pitch. Curve inside. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes to Ron. This is the 2nd game of a 4-game series. We have a doubleheader tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Tom Seaver was superb in the first game of the series yesterday. He shut out the Phillies for his 13th career hit out. Thing makes the 1 second stop. The pitch to Svoboda. Outside, ball three. So the string is out on Ron Svoboda, 3-2. Bunting is very tough on right-hand hitters. He sidearms the right-hand hitters, comes over the top against the left-handers. Now Bunting checks his runner, the 3-2 delivery. Curve outside, he held his swing in time, ball four. Ron Svoboda walks on 3-2, and Boswell comes up. Now Kenny Boswell. Boswell hitting .333 on four hits and 12 times at bat. Boswell pulls the ball, and he can sting one for distance. So the Philly outfield again swings around to right. Here's the pitch. A high pop fly into rather shallow left field. Briggs coming in. The runners will hold, and he makes the catch. So Boswell flies out. It brings up Jerry Grody. Jerry hitting at .214 with three RBIs. Grody has been battling a very heavy cold. Jerry Grody, the eighth batter up in the inning. Now the pitcher, Nolan Ryan, is the on-deck hitter. Tim McCarver signaling from behind the plate. He wants the right fielder, Ron Stone, not quite so deep. Runners lead from first and second. The pitch by Bunning. Fastball over the outside corner, strike one. Three runs are in on three hits, three Philadelphia errors. Wind favoring the left-hand hitters today, blowing from left across to right. Jerry Grody will hit the ball to right center a great deal. Now the pitch to Bunning. Ground ball hit toward the middle of the diamond. Ball behind second, flips the ball. First player, the side is out. Well, he had perfect defensive position. He was playing Grody to hit the ball right up the middle of the diamond. Had he not been cheated over towards second, he never could have made the play on that ground ball. It was a grounder hit right over the second base bag. So on the fourth play at second, the side is out. Three runs, three hits, three errors, two left on. At the end of one inning, the New York Mets 3 and the Philadelphia Phillies nothing. If you haven't seen it, wait until you get to Shea Stadium and take a look at the 1970 New York Mets yearbook. It's a handsome book. Wonderful color pictures. It's a big book. 64 pages all and more than 250 photographs, including 28 pages of photos in four color, graphically recreating the amazing miracle of the New York Mets. The centerfold, again, is a two-page picture in rich color of the World Championship team, and you'll find that it is suitable for framing. In addition to the career records of every player, the 1970 Blockbuster Edition includes a four-page World Series section portraying the drama of the classic, climaxed by a full page of that tremendous celebration in the clubhouse. So all this and more, certainly more than any yearbook has ever had, made its debut here at Shea on opening day for 75 cents. If it's easier for you to get your copy by mail, send $1 to Mets Yearbook Department, Shea Stadium, Flushing, New York, 11368. Nolan Ryan winding, and the pitch to Ron Stone, the Philadelphia right fielder, is taken high, ball one. Ron Stone batting .273. Call strike on the inside corner, one ball, one strike. Larry Boa, the switch-hitting shortstop, will be up next. Now Ryan fires, and the fast one is swung and missed. One ball and two strikes. Nolan Ryan gave the crowd here at Shea a big thrill in the opening inning. As the result of one hit and two walks, the Phillies had the bases loaded, but Nolan struck out the side. Swing and a miss, he got it. That's the fourth strikeout for Nolan Ryan. Well, we have a cool day, a day that Nolan Ryan should stay very strong, and if he can stay in that strike zone, he might very well wind up in double figures in strikeouts today. The batter is Larry Boa, the rookie shortstop of the Phillies. He's a switch hitter. He's about the same in size as Buddy Harrelson. Strike on the inside corner of the knees. Larry Boa weighs about 155 pounds. He's batting left against Nolan Ryan, chokes up on the handle of the bat. High, one ball, one strike. Now Ryan's sighting in. The 1-1 delivery drives the batter away from the plate inside and high, two balls and a strike. In addition to the action here at Shea Stadium, three other day games in the National League. Montreal and Chicago underway in Chicago. Steve Rinko pitching against Jerry Holtzman. Against Kenny Holtzman. No score at the end of an inning and a half. And the fastball as high as 3-1. St. Louis and the end of one inning. Steve Carlton pitching for the Cardinals. And Luke Walker for the Pittsburgh Pirates. 3-1 delivery. Inside ball four. Larry Boa reaches on a walk. Third walk surrendered by Nolan Ryan. Now Jim Bunning will be coming up. The Giants lead Cincinnati 2-1 at the end of an inning and a half. Frank Rehberger is pitching for San Francisco and Jim McLaughlin for the Cincinnati Reds. This has been quite a start for Cincinnati. The Reds have now won 10 and lost 3 to lead the Western Division. He was around the bunt, didn't offer any tie, ball one. And Grody asked the plate umpire, Dick Stello for time, for a get-together with Nolan Ryan. We mentioned earlier, Ryan is on the mound for the first time this season, and the last regular pitch goes back to March 23rd. Gill did give him work in a couple of B-squad games to try and keep him sharp. He's around a bunt, low outside, ball two, 2-0. So for Nolan Ryan today, the big question has to be control. High, ball three. And Ryan goes behind Bunning, 3-0. New York in front, 3-0. We are in the top of the second. Now the 3-0 delivery is too high, ball four. Ryan did not like the call. He has walked the opposing pitcher, Bunning, on four in a row. So Nolan Ryan has walked four and struck out four. The top of the batting order now for Denny Doyle. Doyle singled to left field, leading off the ballgame. He got as far as third, and there he was left stranded when Ryan struck out Larry Heisel for the third out. Now the pitch by Nolan Ryan, and it's low, ball one. Ryan appears to be taking a little off his fastball now, trying to get it over. Now the pitch, fastball over a strike. One ball and one strike. Baltimore 2, the New York Yankees 1 at the end of two innings. Fritz Peterson pitching against the Orioles' Dave McNally. Horace Clark homered in the first, nobody on. Curve inside and low. Two balls and a strike on Denny Doyle. At Detroit, Dick McAuliffe hit a two-run homer in the first. The Tigers lead the Red Sox 3-0 at the end of one. Bill Lee, the Boston pitcher, and Mickey Lolich going for the Tigers. Ground ball hit toward the hole, racing for it is Harrelson. The throw to second, first play. Beautiful play by Buddy Harrelson. That ball looked like it was going to go through the infield. Denny Doyle handles that bat very skillfully. He just tries to make contact and hit it to the opposite field. And he hit a ground ball that Foy could not reach, but Harrelson went in the hole and whipped the ball back to Boswell at second for a force play on Bunny. Now there are two away, runners on first and third. The batter is Money. Line drive down the left field line, foul, no play. Well hit by Don Money, but it bounces up into the crowd over the little field box, really. Washington scored four in the fourth inning at Cleveland. The Senators lead Cleveland 4-0 after 3.5. Dick Bosman against Sam McDowell. The White Sox are playing in Milwaukee. Billy Wynn against Bob Bolin score in the first inning. Minnesota will be at Oakland later today, and Kansas City in California will play a night game in Anaheim, California. Nolan Ryan's pitch, low and outside, one ball, one strike. Swing and a miss on a fastball. Runners on first and third. Larry Boa is on third, and Denny Doyle is on first. The pitch by Ryan, curve a little high, 2-2. Johnny Briggs, the left fielder and number three hitter, waits on deck. The Mets lead, 3-0. Phillies batting, top of the second. And a fly ball hit the left center field. Tommy Yacy gliding over, looks through the sunglasses, and makes the catch. And again, Nolan Ryan gets out of trouble. Phillies have had left on in the first two innings. No runs, no hits, no errors, and two left on. And the score in the middle of the second. The New York Mets 3 and the Philadelphia Phillies nothing.
Having a problem in deciding where to take your group on its next outing? If so, let the Mets Group Sales Department solve it for you. This department is manned by experts in handling both men's and women's groups. These same specialists encourage community and civic organizations, social and fraternal clubs, youth, family, and athletic groups to take in a Mets ball game and enjoy a day ashamed. In addition to providing group ticket sales for a ball game, our representatives will be happy to furnish you with all the details of the beautiful restaurants at Shea Stadium, which are available for parties, large or small, up to 700 persons. For groups of 100 or more, recognition will be given to your organization on the changeable message scoreboard here at Shea. You can easily obtain additional information simply by writing to Group Sales Manager, Shea Stadium, Flushing, New York, 11368. Or, if you like, telephone 212-672-3000. The representative handler area will be more than happy to personally speak before your men's or women's group, large or small, and explain all the details. Call or write today and enjoy a day at Shea.
Fastball is outside, ball one. Nolan has size and power, and every now and then he pops one for distance. Swing and a miss, one ball, one strike. Leadoff batter Tommy Yacy will be up next. For New York, Yogi Berra on the coaching lines at first base, and Eddie Yost is on the lines at third. 1-1 delivery by Bunning, foul, back toward the screen, no play. Tommy Agee started the rally in the opening inning when he lined a long single to left field. Jim Bunning was released at the end of last year by the Dodgers and hooked up with his old team, the Phillies. And a slow curve just inside, two balls and two strikes. Bunning helped the Dodgers in the September drive. He won three and lost only one. The Dodgers, like the Mets, have an abundance of young pitchers, and they wanted to go with their younger pitchers this year, so they gave him his release. The 2-2 delivery, swing and a miss, Ryan goes down swinging. For Bunning, his first strikeout. You know, over the years, Jim Bunning has struck out a lot of batters. Tommy Agee will be hitting against Bunning. Agee got things going in the first inning with a single to left field. It was a well-hit line drive. And a foul ball wafted back into the crowd. No play. We mentioned the strikeout achievements of Jim Bunning. He is third in baseball's all-time strikeout list. Towering pop-up near home plate. McCarver getting rid of his mask in foul ground. Fighting the wind. Oh, what a catch by McCarver. The wind made that one tough, and at the last moment, McCarver almost turned a back somersault to grab it. Two outs and nobody on. We pause for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
This is your New York Mets baseball station in Saratoga Springs, New York. WKAJ-FM 102.3 on your dial.
Harrelson facing Jim Bunning. Foul back over the screen. You know, in the rich history of baseball, only the famous Big Train, the immortal Walter Johnson, and the equally famous Hall of Fame member, Cy Young, struck out more batters in their career than Jim Bunning. Walter Johnson, number one, Cy Young, number two, and Jim Bunning, number three in the all-time strikeout list. Now the pitch to Harrelson. He lets it go. It's outside. One ball, one strike. Bud's single to center field to be right in the middle of things in the opening inning. Mets have played nine games, and Harrelson has hit safely in eight of the nine. One ball, one strike. Now the pitch by Bunning, and a soft line drive to short. A walk. Dakota Johnson is in time for the out. Mets retired in order in their half of the second. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. Now, at the end of two innings, New York Mets 3, and the Philadelphia Phillies nothing.
Is the nice spring weather beginning to get you down? Feel like you're getting out of the house and enjoying things again? Well, then we invite you to ask someone special to go with you to the Holiday Theater. Conveniently located right on the arterial in Johnstown, its brightly lighted marquee is plainly visible from any direction as you approach. And if you plan an evening at the Holiday...
Just 2 miles out from Lake Avenue on the old Scullerville Road, you'll find a small but growing business with big plans. Srade's Gardens. The season is just about started at Srade's, and while it's still a bit too early to do too much planting, Ted and Doris invite you to look over their selection of rose bushes. They're available in many new varieties and all potted for you. Prices on rose bushes at Srade's Gardens start at $1.50. They have all the new AARS varieties with famous names like Jackson and Perkins, Star and Ball, and the All-American Roses. Ted Srade also has pansies in the market pack, and this weekend, pansies in bloom just 55 cents a market pack. Srade's Gardens, just a little out of the way, but they offer big savings, and the trip is well worth the little time it takes. Keep listening to Mets baseball games as the season develops. Ted and Doris will have many listeners. Srade's Gardens, just 2 miles from downtown Saratoga, off Lake Avenue, on the old Schuylerville Road, a small business with big plans.
And so is Ralph Kaner.
All right, Bob Murphy, and hi, everyone. Waiting momentarily here for Tommy Agee to get out to his center field position. One, getting set to go here, and the third will be pitching to Jenny Briggs, Darren Johnson, and Tim McCarver. And the pitch by the right-hander, a curveball breaking inside a ball. Ryan has struck out four. He has walked four. He has given up one base hit. Nolan struck out the side in the first inning. walking two and giving up a base hit, leaving three. In the second, he got one strikeout, walked two, and left two. Next pitch, a fastball fouled out of play to count. One ball, one strike. Ryan last year won six and lost three. This is his first appearance this year. He has a lifetime record in the major leagues of 12 and 13 losses. Lifetime against the Phillies, he has won two and lost two. 1-1 pitch. Third ball and a beauty at the knees, a called strike. One and two. Johnny Briggs had the count at one and two when he struck out his first time up. Batting 125 for the year. Next pitch is fouled off. A fastball about letter I. So the count remains one ball and two strikes. Briggs last year hit 238 with 12 home runs and 46 runs batted in. Now the 1-2 pitch again. And it's inside, possibly a foul. We'll see how it's called. And it is a foul ball. Briggs started to swing, tried to hold up, and the ball went straight down, and it was not too apparent that it had hit the bat. The sign given by Dick Stello that it had, so we'll assume the count stays at one ball and two strikes. Now the sign is given by Stello. It is one and two. Now Barlick at first base. The umpire at second is Edvardo Falquier. The umpire at third. Once again, the 1-2 pitch and a good curve, and it's top foul. Now remains one ball and two strikes. Nolan Ryan this spring pitched in a lot of B-ball games, and he told me that after the spring training season, he had felt better than he has ever felt as a Met. 1-2 pitch. Fastball high and away. He is fast today. He also is wild. Said that he had no trouble at all with the blisters that he had had trouble with, and that his arm was strong. Here's the 2-2 pitch. It is swung on and fouled back. Fastball, and Johnny Briggs stays alive at two balls and two strikes. Ryan has the potential of winning 20 ball games with his stuff. Now 2-2. It is over, a called strike three, and actually a foul tip. The umpire, Dick Stello, making the motion that the ball was off of the bat. It was a check swing type swing, and Ryan picks up his first strikeout. Darren Johnson, the batter. Darren struck out his first time up. Mets are leading 3-0. They got three runs in the first. Johnson batting 182. And the right-hand batter fouls the first pitch into the stand, strike one. Ryan setting off with a fastball. Johnson's had three home runs. He is the only regular in the lineup with a home run. One strike pitch, swung on and missed, strike two. Ryan again with a fastball, this time letter high. Rick Joseph has a home run for the Phillies. Now two strikes, the pitch taken high, ball one. In the National innings, Montreal nothing, Chicago nothing. Steve Renko, a former Met, going for Montreal. He's 0-1 against Ken Holtzman, who has won one and lost one. The 1-2 pitch. It is inside. Johnson has to back away. It's 2-2. At the end of 1.5, St. Louis nothing, Pittsburgh nothing. Steve Carlton 0-1, lost to the Mets, against Luke Walker, who has won one and lost none. Cardinals lead the Eastern Division of the National League by a game over Chicago with a record of 6-2. They are two games up in the Mets, who have won four and lost four. Next pitch, swung on a miss, strike three, and Ryan now has struck out six batters in 2 2/3 innings. That'll bring up Tim McCarver, who worked out a walk in a 3-2 pitch his first time up. Tim off to a good hitting start, hitting 364 with four doubles. He's had 12 hits and 33 times up. Left-hand batter. And Ryan's first pitch. Curl over, a beautiful pitch at the knees, strike one. Hard-breaking curve. Ryan this spring worked mainly on his curveball, and he also acquired a new change of pace. Now again the curve, strike two, and a blazing, hard-breaking curve. He could get that pitch over along with his fastball. He could win, who knows. Next pitch back, fastball, swung on a miss, and for the second time in the ballgame, Ryan has struck out the side. That is strikeout number seven in three innings, and a 1-2-3 inning for the first time. And the score in the middle of the third, the New York Mets 3, the Philadelphia Phillies, nothing.
I am a moving on and on. I will be following the stream. It is high time that I was searching for the natural thing.
At Rheingold, we brew beer with the natural things. We believe a glass of beer should be a simple thing made with natural ingredients. Good water, North Dakota barley, great American corn, imported and domestic hops, and thyme. A simple thing that lets Rheingold carbonate itself naturally. If you wonder why Rheingold Extra Dry tastes better than other beers, it's because we keep it simple and natural. Natural Rheingold.
It is high time that I was searching for the natural thing.
Rheingold Breweries Incorporated, New York, New York, and Orange, New Jersey ask you to help keep America beautiful.
The bottom of the third, the Mets coming up, they lead 3-0, and the first batter will be Joe Foy. Joe had a base hit his first time up and drove in a run. He later on scored. Foy singled to right field in the first off Jim Bunning, and the first pitch is outside a ball. Mets have three runs on three hits. They came in the first. In the second inning, Bunning worked the Mets 1-2-3. He'll be working to Joe Foy, Cleon Jones, and Art Kamsky as his first three here in the third. And the right-hander's next pitch. At the knees, a call, strike, 1-1. At the end of 2.5 innings, San Francisco 2, Cincinnati 1. Rehberger against McLaughlin. Also scheduled, the Dodgers at Atlanta and San Diego at Houston. Curveball back and just outside. Big sweeping curve by Jim Bunning, who is one of two men to ever strike out 1,000 batters in each league. Cy Young and Jim Bunning. Now the 2-1 delivery. Slider missing outside, 3-1. At the end of three, Baltimore 3, the Yankees 1. Peterson against McNally. McNally 2-0, Fritz is 1-1. Clark and Frank Robinson. Robinson is 453rd in his career, second of the year. Now the pitch back, a fastball foul back. Got 3-2. Washington with 4 in the big fourth. Lead Cleveland 4-1 after 4.5. Dick Bosman pitching for Washington. Sam McDowell going for Cleveland. They're both 1-1 in the year. Milwaukee 2, Chicago nothing after 1. Billy Wynn against Bolin. Bob Bolin 0-0 and Billy Wynn 1-1. Minnesota at Oakland and a night game Kansas City, California to fill out the American League schedule. 3-2 pitch hit hard in the hole, a base hit to left. So Joe Foy has his second base hit of the game. And the Mets have their fourth in the ball game off Jim Bunning and their lead batter on with Cleon Jones coming up. Cleon popped the second base his first time up, so he is 0-1. His average is .355. He's had 11 hits and 3 times up. Leon leads the club and runs batted in with 7. Foy, a fast man at first. He's had 2 stolen bases this year. In the first pitch, slider to knees, a call strike. Bunning last year came back off a bad season and won 13 and lost 10. He was 0-1 against the Mets last year. Overall, against the Mets, he's won 17 and lost 8. Hard smash by the first baseman to right field. Foy is way to third. Foy comes in to the cutoff man, gets by him, but is backed up by the third baseman, Don Money. And the Mets have runners at first and third as Cleon comes up with a single. So action again, starting up in the bullpen for the Phillies. The Mets now with their fifth hit. Barry Lurch is now warming up in the bullpen for Philadelphia, and it brings up Art Shamsky. Art was safe there his first time up. Left-hand batter hitting .333 for the year. With no one out, the infield's back at short and second. Here's the pitch. Curveball, it's in for called strike. Hard breaking curveball by Jim Bunning. He really takes something off the curve. It's more like a change curve. Jim, of course, not the fastball thrower he was when he was in his glory. Still a good pitcher. Great competitor. The one strike pitch. Fastball away, and it's 1-1. Colleague, Mr. Robert Murphy, saw Mr. Jim Bunning pitch a no-hit, no-run game in Boston.
And we also saw him pitch a perfect game here today.
Now the 1-1 pitch. Swung on and fouled back into the stand. Bob, did he pitch that game in Fenway Park?
The game was pitched in Fenway Park. It was a tough beat.
It's not easy.
Mel Parnell, a left-hander, once pitched a no-hit ball game in Fenway, too.
Fenway with the green monster, that short left field fence, and many a pitcher has been known to cry because of it. One ball, two strike count on Art Shamsky. Mets have speed in the bases, four at third, Jones at first. They lead 3-0, no one out, bottom half of the third. And now Bunning's pitch to Shamsky. Foul back again. But the count remains at 1-2. One ball, two strikes. And the pitch. It is inside, and Shamsky has to jump away. Bunning has been pitching Shamsky very tight. Art stands right on top of the plate, and several times already today, he's had to jump out of the way of pitches just off the plate. Bunning has a lifetime record of 2,659 strikeouts. Now 2-2, the pitch. It is grounded foul. As a Philadelphia Philly, Jim Bunning has struck out 999. So his next one would be a milestone. You have to remember he also pitched for the Pittsburgh Pirates, and he has over 1,000 strikeouts in the National League, plus over 1,000 in the American. Not too often that an outstanding pitcher is picked from one league to the other. First one I can recall is Hank Baroy, who was traded from the Yankees to the Chicago Cubs. The new trading rules make it much easier. Two balls, two strikes, the pitch. It deep to right. It's going, going, going. And it is off of the top of the wall. Joe Foy coming in to score from third. Cleon Jones going to third. The Mets lead 4-0. Art Shamsky with a double that hit 1 foot from the top of the home run sign in right field. If it had been about 4 feet to the left, it would have been out of the ballpark. Home run area is just about 2 feet higher, right over the bullpen where the Mets sit. Frank Lucchesi, the manager of the Philadelphia Phillies, running out from the mound. That could be all for Jim Bunning. It is. Joe Bunning being charged with 4 runs on 6 hits. He struck out one and walked one. And he gets credit for 2 innings of work. And coming in the ball game for the Philadelphia Phillies, Barry Lurch, a right-hand pitcher. And while he comes in and Bunning goes out, let's check out the scoreboard with Bob Murphy.
In the third inning out of Chicago, Ralph, veteran Billy Williams has hit a two-run homer off Steve Winkle of Montreal. At the end of three, the Chicago Cubs lead Montreal 2-0. Kenny Holzman, the left-hander, is pitching for Leo DeRocher's Cubs. St. Louis got two runs in the third inning off Luke Walker. The Cardinals lead the Pittsburgh Pirates 2-1 after 2.5. Steve Carlton pitching for St. Louis. The Giants lead Cincinnati 2-1 at the end of three. Frank Rehberger is pitching for the Giants. He was at San Diego last year as a relief pitcher. And Jim McLaughlin is pitching for Cincinnati. McLaughlin came over from the California Angels in a trade last winter. Tonight, the Dodgers will be in Atlanta playing the Braves. And the San Diego Padres will be playing in Houston. San Diego will be here in Shea Stadium for day games next Tuesday and Wednesday afternoons. Following the San Diego series on Tuesday and Wednesday, Gil Hodges' crew will be flying to California for their West Coast visit. They'll start the California trip in Los Angeles against the Dodgers, then fly to San Francisco and wind up the trip in San Diego and return to New York on the 5th of May. In the American League, Horace Clark and Frank Robinson have both hit home runs. Baltimore leading the New York Yankees 3-1 at the end of four innings. Fritz Peterson, the Yankee pitcher, and Dave McNally is trying for his third win of the new season. The Detroit Tigers, with Dick McAuliffe after hitting a two-run homer, lead the Boston Red Sox 3-0 at the end of an inning and a half. Mickey Loley scoring for number three for the Tigers. Ed Phillips has replaced Boston starter Bill Lee. Ted Williams' Washington Senators got four in the fourth inning off Sam McDowell, the Cleveland ace. Washington 4, Cleveland 1. Dick Bosman pitching for Washington. The Milwaukee Brewers scored two runs off Bob Bolin in the first inning. Billy Wynn pitching for Chicago. Bob Bolin for Milwaukee. And it's Milwaukee 2, Chicago nothing at the end of an inning and a half. Minnesota will be at Oakland later this afternoon. One night game in the American League tonight. Kansas City and the California Angels at Anaheim. And that brings us right up to date on the other ball games, and let's get back to the action here with Ralph Kiner.
Okay, Bob Murphy, and now the infield is in. The batter for the Mets is Ron Swoboda. They lead 4-0, and Barry Lurch, who has no record this year, is on the mound for the Phillies. And the right-hander's first pitch to Swoboda, hit in the air out to shallow center field. Tagged to third is Cleon Jones. Under the ball is Larry Heisel. Jones comes down the line, does not try, and goes back to third as the throw comes on in. Ball just too shallow for Cleon to try and score with no one out. So on the first pitch, Ron Swoboda becomes the first out of the third and brings up Caswell. Let's have Art Shansky at second base behind Cleon Jones. Caswell fired to left field his first time up. Barry Lurch is making his fifth relief appearance. In 69, he had a record of no wins and three losses. He was 7-4 at Eugene. And they're going to put Boswell on. First pitch is outside, ball one. On deck batter, Jerry Grody, a right-hand batter. Boswell, a left-hander, looks at the next pitch. It's outside, ball two. And ball three. That'll set it up for a bases loaded situation and a possible chance for a double play. And ball four on the intentional walk puts Boswell on first. And it brings up Jerry Grody. Grody hit into a force play his first time up. Almost got a base hit, but the second baseman, Denny Doyle, went back a second to field the ball and then tripped off to the shortstop at second for the fourth play. Mets are leading 4-0. They have the bases loaded. Infield back with the exception of the first baseman, and the first pitch is fouled off the strike. Manager Frank Lucchesi of the Philadelphia Phillies with his managerial first year in the major leagues. One strike count and the windup and pitch. Over for a call, strike two. So Barry Lurch now throwing nothing but strikes since coming in the ballgame. Palmer is warming up in the bullpen for the Phillies. Now the two strike pitch swung on and fouled off, and Jerry going for a high breaking pitch.
Strike two. Mets in front, 4-0. They have the bases loaded. One man out, bottom half of the third. Now, again, a two-strike delivery. Fastball hit out to shallow right field. Might be beating up with Jones. The wind is blowing the ball in. And the right fielder, Ron Stone, coming in to make the catch. He fires home, and Cleon again does not try. The throw was offline, but I don't believe he would have made it. Ron Stone played that ball back, misjudged it, and then had to run up quickly to make the catch. So Lurch gets his second out, and it leaves it up to Nolan Ryan. Ryan, a right-hand batter, he struck out his first time up. And the first pitch to Nolan. It foul out of play, strike one. And the Mets leading 3-0 in the third inning. Excessive hits by Foy, Jones, and Shamsky make it 4-0. Now a swing of the curve, strike two. Ledbury alert. When he came in the ball game after our Archie's double and a run in, has picked up Ron Sobota on a shallow fly ball, walked Boswell intentionally, and got Jerry Grody on a shallow fly ball. And the runner's not scoring. Next pitch is a curve over, strike three called, and Barry Lurch comes in and does quite a job. In the inning, one run, three hits, no errors, a walk, and three men left gone. And the score at the end of three, the Mets 4, the Philadelphia Phillies nothing.
Now that the weather is getting nicer, you'll be thinking about those camping trips. Globe Supply in downtown Saratoga offers a complete line of all your camping needs. Globe has air mattresses, mess kits, canteens, gas cans, Coleman lanterns, stoves, and fuel. They have everything you will need to make your camping trip a success. Globe Supply is open daily from 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Friday night until 9 p.m., and it's located on Broadway in Saratoga Springs.
Life insurance is property, just like your estate. But in many cases, life insurance doesn't have to be included in your gross estate for federal tax purposes. It takes expert life insurance counseling to help you accomplish your objectives without taxing worry. Your John Hancock man is the one to turn to for expert counseling. You name it, a John Hancock man can provide you with an answer and a way. It might pay you to find out what your John Hancock man has to offer. Call Ben Yanklewitz, 783-5571, or write Ben Yank, Box J, Latham, New York.
We're going to the top of the fourth inning. The Mets in front 4-0, and the Phillies coming up against Nolan Ryan. Ryan has been blazing fast for today. He also has been wild. He has struck out three batters in three innings. He has walked four and given up one hit. And the first batter will be Larry Heisel, who struck out his first time up. And he hit the ground ball on the Harrelson, takes a bad hop. Ball comes up, hits Harrelson in the chest. He picks it up, but not in time to make a play. It's being scored an error. So Heisel is on. And it brings up Ron Stone, who also struck out his first time up. Mets have four runs on six hits, now one error. The Phillies have no runs, one hit. They've made three errors. So the left-hand batter has an average of 250 for this year. And the first pitch is a fastball, a hard one. Strike one. Stone going for it about letter high. Met record for strikeouts in the nine-inning ball game held by Ryan and Seaver. Now the next pitch is fouled back. Strike two. Total of 14. Terry Kuzman struck out 15 in a 10-inning ball game last year. All-time record for strikeouts in the nine-inning ball game. 19 set by Steve Carlton against the Mets last year in St. Louis. He lost the ball game 4-2. Next pitch inside, and it's 1-2. As we work down to the bottom of the batting order, Lowell Palmer gets up in the bullpen for the Phillies. Next pitch is hit high in the air to the third base side. So Foy is near the ball in fair territory, and he makes the catch. Back to first base, Larry Heisel, and now the batter will be Larry Boa, who walked his first time up. Then the pitcher is due up. Mets lead 4-0. Phillies with a runner at first. Boa, a switch hitter. Started switch hitting last year. Natural side, the right-hand side, and he swings at a fastball, strike one. And the pitch. Fastball outside about letter high, 1-1. One ball, one strike. The pitch back way outside and high ball, two. 2-1. Speaking of strikeout pitchers, they tell a great story about Dizzy Dean, who bet one of his teammates that he could strike out Vince DiMaggio four times in the ballgame. He got him his first three times. Struck him out the first three times up. Next pitch is high and away. It's ball three. The fourth time, DiMaggio popped it up in foul territory, and the catcher was about to catch it when Dean came over and said, drop it, drop it. Which he did. Then Dean struck out Vince DiMaggio and won his bet. Next pitch is a curve looked at and a beautiful curve ball for strike two. There's something that Brian can do that in the regular season in a tough competition. To throw the curve over when the count's 3-1, he could really be tough. Now the pitch, swung on and missed, strike three. Strikeout number eight as Brian picks up the strikeout with his fastball. Now with 2 minutes out, the batter will be the pitcher, Barry Lurch. Lurch, a right-hand pitcher, bats from the left-hand side. Lurch doesn't get many chances to hit, being a relief pitcher. He's got a tough chance here. First pitch, a fastball over, letter high over the outside corner. One strike count. Mets lead 4-0. 2 men out, top of the fourth. Now Ryan back, and a fastball just blazed right on mine. Strike two. Lurch with a swing, but after him, ball was in the catcher's glove. Now Ryan takes time, goes off of the pitching mound to tie his shoe. Ryan with 8 strikeouts in 3 2/3 innings. He got 3 in the first, 1 in the second, 3 in the third, and has 1 here in the fourth, working on his second. And the pitch, fastball away, and 1-2 count. Now the 1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed, strike three, and Ryan now has struck out 9 in 4 innings. No runs, no hits, 1 error, a man left at first. And the score in the middle of the fourth inning. The Mets 4, the Phillies 0.
Well, Mets fans, we're into another season, and we hope a really great one for your ball club. Friendly Freddy is also going into another season of car washing, a really great one for his club. Friendly Freddy's is the only fully automatic car wash in Saratoga Springs. Their motto is, nothing for you to do but sit back and relax. Friendly Freddy's Car Wash offers you the quickest and most convenient car washing service in Saratoga. They're located on High Rock Avenue, one block off Lake Avenue. At Friendly Freddy's, they have a facility for everyone. A coin-operated wash for the do-it-yourselfers, the most up-to-date vacuum cleaners, and, of course, the automatic car wash. You just drive in, stay in your automobile, and before you know it, your car is coming out cleaned and, if you like, waxed. All this service for only $1.25. Wax is 50 cents extra. Believe me, Mets fans, this is a bargain with today's inflated prices. Come on in and give them a try.
We're going
to the bottom of the fourth inning. The Mets leading 4-0 against the Phillies, and the first batter for New York will be Tommy Agee. Well, the big story so far has been the strikeout pitching of Nolan Ryan. He has struck out.
You're in tune with WBOX.
Has a single and two times up, and he's batting for the first time against Barry Lurch, who came in relief, and the first pitch is hit hard to third. Money takes it on one hop. Go to first base for the out. We pause now for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
This is your New York Mets Baseball station in Saratoga Springs, New York, WKAJ-FM 102.3 on your dial.
Bob Nelson from Shea Stadium. Bud Harrelson, the batter. Bud has a base hit and two times up, and he is batting for the first time against Barry Lurch. And the first pitch is a high curve that swung on a miss, strike one. Bud now is hit in 8 of his 9 ball games this year. And a curve back is foul back, and the count goes to strike two. Mets got 3 runs in the first, added another run in the third when they knocked out Jim Bunning, the starting pitcher. Barry Lurch came in the third and walked one batter intentionally and got 3 quick outs, leaving 3 men on. During the fourth inning, he has picked up his first out, and with a 2-strike pitch, he misses inside for ball. The pitch back, a high curve, too, talking about Nolan Ryan and his 9 strikeouts. The Mets have a policy of checking their pitchers in the early part of the year and not allowing them to throw too many pitches. They have a picked amount that they say they'll let the pitcher throw and then take him out to guard against a bad arm. Now a pitch low, and it's ball 3-2. Ryan has thrown a lot of pitches, naturally, with his 9 strikeouts. He also has been wild in the ball game. He has walked 4 batters. So it'll be interesting to see how far he will go in the game. Now hard smash to second, taken by Denny Doyle. Has thrown a first is in time for the out. 2 hard hit balls, 2 men away. Remember the story about Bertie Chubbitz taking a young pitcher out in the 6th inning of a ball game when he had a no-hit, no-run game going. And when he was asked why he took him out, Bertie said he's too young to pitch a no-hitter. Now the batter, Joe Foy. Joe is 2-for-2 with a run batted in, 2 runs scored. And he swings, pops it out toward center field, going back on the looping fly ball of second baseman Danny Doyle, and he makes the catch. So a 1-2-3 inning for Barry Lurch. And the score at the end of 4, the Mets 4, the Phillies nothing.
Having a problem in deciding...
Aldo's leads to Carmody Ford and Mercury at the junction of routes 29 and 40 in busy Greenwich. Come to Carmody Carland and see their big selection of Fords in stock. You'll find Dorinos, Mustangs, Thunderbirds, Falcons, and the new Maverick in dozens of different body styles. Remember, you can't say Carmody without saying car. And for the best deal on a car, see Bill Rowe, Joe Zostak, or Jack Carmody. A good bunch of guys to do business with at Carmody Ford. Before you buy, check the Carmody deal. You'll like doing business at Carmody. Their overhead is low, and at Carmody Ford, everybody works to serve their customers. There are no padded payrolls. Every dollar you pay goes into automobile value. Take the pleasant drive to Greenwich. It's only minutes to Carmody, your country Ford dealer. For the best deal on a car, see the men at Carmody Ford and Mercury. You can't say Carmody without saying car, and the best deal on a car is at Carmody Ford and Mercury at the junction of routes 29 and 40 in busy Greenwich.
Inning number 5 is Shea Stadium. Denny Doyle, the second baseman and leadoff batter, comes up against Nolan Ryan. Nolan, in the first 4 innings, has walked 4, struck out 9. Allowed no runs, 1 hit. Denny Doyle has that one base hit.
The pitch by Nolan is a fastball high, ball one. In the last 2 years in the major leagues with the New York Mets, Nolan Ryan has worked 226 innings and struck out 231 batters. Breaking ball in the dirt, ball two. And Nolan starts this year maintaining his average of 9 strikeouts a game, a strikeout an inning. He has just 9 in the first 4 innings today. Denny Doyle has singled to left and reached on a force play. Fastball high, ball three, 3-0. Tommy Agee over in left center field against Denny Doyle. He quickly has established himself as a left field hitter. He's a left-hand batter, but he tries to ping those line drives through the hole and over the head of the infielders on the left side of the diamond. He led off the game yesterday with a double to left field off Tom Seaver and led off the game today with a single to left field. Low, ball four, and Doyle walked on 4 pitches. That's 5 walks now by Nolan Ryan. As Ralph mentioned, Rube Walker keeps track of the number of pitches thrown. And this being Ryan's first outing, it would only be speculation as to how many Gill and Rube have decided go beyond. Probably a fairly safe guess to say around 100. Don Money has reached on a walk and flied out, and a fastball is high, ball one. Arch Kamsky about a stride off the bag at first against Denny Doyle. The Mets lead 4-0. We're in the top half of the fifth inning. Now Ryan, working off the stretch, delivers, and the fastball is down the middle, a call strike. 1-1. 2 years ago in his rookie year, Nolan Ryan excited Shea Stadium when he struck out 14 in a game against Cincinnati. Off the outside corner. And Ryan has a count of 2-1. Last year, in 7 innings in a game against San Diego on the West Coast, Tom Seaver struck out 14 Padres. The 2-1 delivery, low, ball three, and it's 3-1. So Brody slows the pace down a bit. He steps out in front of the plate before returning the ball. The count on Don Money. And a call strike on the outside corner. Money bluffing a step toward first. But umpire Dick Stello brings him back. Johnny Briggs is the on-deck batter, and then Darren Johnson. The count is 3-2. And the payoff delivery, ball four, it's high. 2 walks in a row now by Nolan Ryan. He now has walked 6 men. He has walked the table setters, the first 2 men in the batting order, and now must contend with the middle of the batting order. Johnny Briggs, the left fielder, has been up twice and been struck out twice. Ryan getting his side. The outfield swings around down the middle. Strike one call. For the Phillies, Billy DeMar coaches at first base and George Myatt at third, and they alert the runners. Ryan's pitch, inside, 1-1. Darren Johnson, the cleanup batter, will be hitting next, followed by Tim McCarver. A 1-1 delivery, way outside. Ball two, it's 2-1, and now Brody walks out toward the mound. The plate moving around on Nolan Ryan in the fifth inning. Nolan walking the first 2 men up, and now he has a count of 2-1 on Johnny Briggs. Ryan responded to the pressure in magnificent style in the playoffs against the Braves last year, and again in the World Series against the Baltimore Orioles. It's 2-1 to Briggs. Here comes the pitch. Curve is swung on and missed. It's 2-2. Ryan has had a good curveball. His fastball has been blazing, but he's had some trouble keeping it in the strike zone. Now 2-2 on Johnny Briggs.
And the pitch on the way. Fouled. He just got a piece of it. A fastball back into the crowd and out of play. The Cubs lead Montreal 6-1 now in Chicago. St. Louis 2, Pittsburgh 1 in the fifth. And let's lead the Reds 3-1 in the fourth. Let's have the infield looking for the double play. And the outfielder around to right. Here's the pitch. Fouled against the leg of Johnny Briggs. That pitch was going to be way inside, but Briggs was tempted and went after it. St. Louis off to a good start in the Eastern Division. Cardinals just scored two more runs. They now lead Pittsburgh 4-1 in the last half of the fifth inning. Nolan Ryan with a count of 2-2 on Johnny Briggs. Denny Doyle on second. Don Money on first. Nobody out. Swinging on earth. He got him. The 10th strikeout for Nolan Ryan. Ryan again responding to pressure. Strikes out Briggs the third time that Briggs has been fanned. And now the cleanup batter, Darren Johnson, has been struck out twice. Nolan Ryan now has 10 strikeouts in 4 1/3. And the pitch by Ryan. A foul ball back toward our broadcasting booth and out of play. Nolan Ryan is now 4 strikeouts short of the club record for a 9-inning game that he shares with Tom Seaver. Most strikeouts in a game by a Met pitcher. 15 by Jerry Kuzman in a 10-inning ball game against San Diego last year. Ryan delivers. Look out. Inside the high. Johnson had to hit the dirt. That fastball got away from Nolan Ryan. It was thrown with tremendous velocity, and Darren Johnson had to hit the dirt. One ball and one strike. Denny Doyle on second. Don Money is on first. The 1-1 delivery. Curve, the swing and miss. One ball and two strikes. Great-looking curveball by Nolan Ryan. It looked like the curveball he broke off to Paul Blair to wind up the World Series last year. Now the 1-2 delivery. High fly ball hit the center field. Tommy Agee coming in as the wind brings the ball back a bit, and he makes the catch. Johnson flies to center, two down. Tim McCarver has reached on a walk and taken a call third strike. McCarver, a good line drive hitter. Tim McCarver batting 353. The New York Mets lead the Phillies by a score of 4-0. We're in the top of the fifth inning. Ryan walked the first two men up. Denny Doyle and Don Money struck out Johnny Briggs for number 10. Got Darren Johnson on a fly ball. McCarver, a left-hand batter waiting. Breaking ball far outside. One ball and no strikes. Larry Heisel, the center fielder, who hits number 5 in the order, is now on deck. Beg your pardon, he hits number 6 in the order. Swing and a miss at a fastball. One ball and one strike. Nolan Ryan, the right-hander from Texas with a blazing fastball. Now checks the runners. The 1-1 delivery. Fastball high, 2-1. Ryan in his duel here against Tim McCarver, and now McCarver wants to break the spell. He asks for time, and he steps out for a moment. Ryan has walked 6 and struck out 10. That represents a lot of pitches. Again, the Philadelphia runners take a high lead. Denny Doyle leading from second, Don Money from first. The 2-1 delivery, swing and a miss and a curveball. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ryan working with a real exceptional curveball in this game this afternoon. And his blazing fastball has been almost untouchable when he has it in the strike zone. Now 2-2 on McCarver. Which pitch will he select? Here it is. He let up on it, and it's outside ball three, a changeup. And the count goes 3-2 on Tim McCarver. This time, the runners will be in motion on 3-2, two down, the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss, he struck him out. He got him with a fastball. For Nolan Ryan, his 11th strikeout. 11 in five innings. No runs, no hits, no errors, and two left on. Now, in the middle of the fifth inning, the New York Mets 4 and the Philadelphia Phillies nothing.
Memorial Day, 1969. Mario Andretti wins the fastest Indianapolis 500 ever in his STP oil treatment special. And this year, the STP racing team will be back, trying for a record-breaking two in a row. Andy Granatelli will see to that.
STP will be there, all right. Mario Andretti behind the wheel. My brother Vince Granatelli is crew chief, and me hoping we can do it just one more time.
Give your family car the same edge the world's greatest drivers get. Add STP to your oil and run razor sharp. STP,
fifth inning, Leon Jones comes up against Barry Lurch. Barry Lurch, a young right-hander from Colorado, has pitched well in relief. He relieves starting pitcher Jim Bunning in the third. And in relief has retired six of seven batters. The only one not retired was an intentional walk to Ken Boswell. The Mets lead with four runs on six hits and one error. The Phillies no runs, one hit and three errors. And we have a doubleheader tomorrow. The first game starting at 5-1. Now Barry Lurch out of his windup. And a breaking ball high to Cleon. Ball one. Cleon 1-for-2. He singled to right field his last time at bat. And Cleon's batting average is now standing at 3.5. Inside and low. Two balls and no strikes. We have had a rather strong wind blowing from left field across toward right. Breaking ball at the knees, Cleon let it go. It's two balls and one strike. Tomorrow, Jerry Kuzman will try and get his first win of the new campaign. He has been pitching very well. And Jim McAndrew will start the other game of the Twin Bill. High foul ball wafted back toward the field box area. This will be out of play. The count is 2-2 on Cleon Jones. Well, the big story right now, of course, is Nolan Ryan. He has 11 strikeouts in five innings. Only three short of the club record at this point. The 2-2 delivery. Fly ball hit deep to right field. Way back. It's good. It's about the wall and caught. Caught right against the wall. Round scoring against the wall at the 371 mark. Made the grab. That's the second long drive for the New York Mets. The other was by Art Shamsky. Shamsky missed a home run by about a foot when he doubled off the screen in right field at the Mets bullpen. Wind seemed to hold that ball up a little bit, although from checking the flag, it would seem to be working the other way. Now the pitch is in for a call strike to Art Shamsky. Art has reached on a fielder's choice and then doubled off the screen in right field. Ground ball hit down to first base. Darren Johnson grabs the hop takes the play unassisted, 2 men away in the last half of number five. Mets lead 4-0. Ron Swoboda is coming up. Ron has drawn a walk and flied out to short center. They're playing straight away in the infield and the outfield. And a foul ball. It hit against the leg of Ron Swoboda and then carried away. Ken Boswell works in the on deck circle with a leaded bat. Mets will hit against Chris Short in that doubleheader tomorrow. He was out all of last year after undergoing surgery for a slip disc. Now the curve inside, one ball, one strike. But he appears to be completely well. He pitched well in spring training and pitched brilliantly in his first start this year. 1-1 pitch by Barry Lersch. Cut foul back upstairs toward the mezzanine section. No play. One ball and two strikes. So for the Phillies in the Twin Bill tomorrow, Chris Short will work and so will Rick Wise. Should be a very lively baseball day here at Shea Stadium. Cincinnati just slugged the Giants for 7 runs in the fourth inning. And the Reds lead the Giants 8-3 at the end of four. A 1-2 pitch. Inside to high, 2-2 on Ron Swoboda. Reds have won 10, lost only 3. What a fast start. In Pittsburgh, the Cardinals behind Steve Carlton lead the Pirates 4-1. And the Cubs lead Montreal 6-1 in the last of the fifth inning. Pitching 2-2. High fly ball to left center, fairly deep. The center fielder, Larry Heisel, over in the alley and left center takes it for the out. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. At the end of five at Shea, the New York Mets 4 and the Philadelphia Phillies nothing.
Well, Mets fans, we're into another season, and we hope a really great one for your ball club. Friendly Freddy is also going into another season of car washing, a really great one for his club. Friendly Freddy's is the only fully automatic car wash in Saratoga Springs. Their motto is, nothing for you to do but sit back and relax. Friendly Freddy's Car Wash offers you the quickest and most convenient car washing service in Saratoga. They're located on High Rock Avenue, one block off Lake Avenue. At Friendly Freddy's, they have a facility for everyone. A coin-operated wash for the do-it-yourselfers, the most up-to-date vacuum cleaners, and, of course, the automatic car wash. You just drive in, stay in your automobile, and before you know it, your car is coming out cleaned and, if you like, waxed. All this service for only $1.25. Wax is 50 cents extra. Believe me, Mets fans, this is a bargain with today's inflation. On in and give them a try.
Well, to the sixth inning, 4-0, New York leading Philadelphia, and the attention is centered around Nolan Ryan. Nolan has fanned 11 hitters in the first 5 innings. Steve Carlton of the Cardinals set a new major league record last year when he struck out 19 in a game against the New York Mets, a game he did not win. Ron Swoboda hit 2 two-run homers, and the Mets beat Carlton 4-3 on a night that he struck out 19 for a new major league standard. He erased the old record held by Sandy Koufax, Bobby Feller, and Don Wilson. Now Larry Heisel is up against Nolan Ryan, top of the sixth inning. And the pitch by Ryan is in the dirt out in front of home plate, ball one. Larry Heisel has struck out and reached safely on an errand for two. A wind up by Ryan. Here's the pitch on the way. Fastball high, 2 balls and no strikes. A 2-0 delivery, ball 3. Ryan has seemed to have trouble at the start of the inning, and then has settled down. 3-0 delivery. Down the middle, a call strike, 3-1. In the last inning, he walked the first two batters up. Then he struck out Briggs, Johnson flied out, and he struck out McCarver. 3-1 pitch, swing and a miss. It's 3-2 on Larry Heiser. And the payoff delivery. Swing and a miss, he struck him out. That is number 12 with Ryan's Express by Mr. Nolan Ryan. Strikeout number 12 for Nolan Ryan in 5 1/3. Now the right fielder, Ron Stone, a left-hand batter. Out of the New York bullpen, Don Cardwell has been given the sign to start warming up because Ryan, as we mentioned, has thrown probably close to 100 pitches. Here's the pitch on the way. Swing and a miss, strike one. This is Ryan's first outing of the year. He has not pitched in an official game since back on the 23rd of March. He did work in a couple of B-squad games. Pitch foul back upstairs. But Ryan's arm is much too valuable. All of the arms of the Mets pitchers are much too valuable for Gill to extend him further than he thinks he should go. And they always keep track of the number of pitches thrown, and when he reaches a certain point, regardless of the situation, chances are he'll come out. High, one ball and two strikes. Bo Palmer warming up for the Phillies. The 1-2 pitch by Ryan. Curve, strike three call. That's number 13. One more to tie the club record. By the way, if you're thinking of starting up a savings or a checking account, drop into any convenient Chase Manhattan bank. Remember, you've got a friend at Chase Manhattan, member of the FDIC. 13 strikeouts in 5 2/3 innings. Larry Boa, the batter, he had an idea about bunting, and the fastball is over strike one. As we mentioned, the club record for a 9-inning game is 14, held by Nolan Ryan and Tom Seaver. Now the pitch to Boa, and he bunts the ball down the third baseline. Foul, no play, and the count is strike two. So if Ryan can here get Larry Boa, he would have tied the club record in 6 innings. Most strikeouts in a game by a Met pitcher, Brisbane, but that was in a 10-inning ball game. Ryan got his 14 2 years ago in a game against Cincinnati here at Shea Stadium, and Seaver got his 14 in 7 innings at San Diego. The two-strike pitch. Swing and a miss. He's out. The record has just been tied by Nolan Ryan. He struck out the side. Ryan has struck out 14 batters in just 6 innings. He is receiving a standing ovation. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. Now, in the middle of the 6th inning, the New York Mets 4 and the Philadelphia Phillies nothing.
If you're shopping around for a new car, and you certainly have a wonderful selection to choose from this year, wouldn't it be nice to know you have the cash to pay for it? You can, and probably cut the cost of automobile financing at the same time, with a low-cost, direct new car loan from Ballston Spa National Bank. Arranging for your new car money in advance, direct from the folks at Ballston Spa National Bank, not only saves you money on the loan, but provides the cash to pay any dealer you decide to do business with. This is the Ballston Spa National Bank in Burn Hills, right on Route 50, as well as the main office in Ballston Spa. And you can phone ahead, if you like, for details and monthly payment figures on the exact amount of cash you'll need for your new car. Call 885-6711, Ballston Spa National Bank, about a money-saving direct new car loan. 885-6711, Ballston Spa National Bank, the bank that saves you money. Might be a great place to do all your banking.
Right here, we pause for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
You're listening to New York Mets Baseball on WKAJ-FM 102.3 in Saratoga Springs, New York, the home of the New York Mets.
Murphy with Lindsey Nelson and Ralph Kaner, last of the 6th inning. It's an exciting afternoon. Mets lead the Phillies 4-0, and Ken Boswell is sitting against Barry Lurch. Boswell takes low, ball one. Don Cardwell has now stopped warming up out of the Mets bullpen, indicating that Gill is satisfied that Ryan is cruising, and he certainly will go at least one more. Will hit drive to right field by Boswell. It's deep back toward the wall. Goes down. It is gone. A home run. Just clearing the bright orange home run stripe at the 341 mark. Well, the Mets twice before almost had the home run today, and now Boswell nails it down. That, by the way, is the first hit given up in relief by Barry Lurch. And Jerry Grody is up, way up high, ball one. The Mets lead the Phillies 5-0. They have 5 runs on 7 hits. The Phillies, no runs, 1 base hit. A towering pop-up to short left field. Out goes the shortstop, Larry Boa. In comes Briggs. And Boa, the shortstop, has it for the out. Now, Nolan Ryan will be coming up and stand by for the ovation. Fans are standing here applauding Nolan Ryan as he comes around to hit. And the pitch on the way swung and missed, strike one. Nolan Ryan has tied the club record for 14 strikeouts in a 9-inning game, a record that he held along with Tom Seaver. Curve, swung and missed, strike two. Mets got 3 of their 5 runs in the first inning today. A Singleton in the third, and they have 1 in the sixth. Off the outside corner, 1 ball and 2 strikes. The seventh inning, with Ryan going back to the mound, the Phillies will have their pitcher scheduled up. The 1-2 delivery, fouled back toward the crowd, no play. And Nolan Ryan needs one more for a new Mets club record for a 9-inning ballgame. He has 3 innings to go. If he was ready to go all the way, he'd have quite a shot at the all-time record, wouldn't he? The 1-2 delivery and a fly ball that gets fairly deep to left field. Johnny Briggs is under it. He makes the catch, 2 down. Tommy Agee got the Mets off eyeing start in this ball game today, and he's single leading off the first inning. Bud Harrelson single to center, and Agee went flying around to third. Boy single to right field, and Agee came home. The ball was bobbled by Stone. Harrelson came home. Boy went all the way to third. Now the windup and the pitch by Barry Lurch. It's taken high. Ball one. This is the fourth inning in relief for Barry Lurch, the young right-hander from Colorado. He has given up only 1 hit, the home run by Ken Boswell. Low and outside, and Agee lets it go. 2 balls and no strikes. Bud Harrelson will be up next. 2 outs and nobody on. The 2-0 pitch to Tommy Agee. And he looks at his strike at the loss. It's 2 balls, 1 strike. McCarver setting up the target. And it's over. Strike 2. 2-2 to Tommy Agee. Tommy did not like the call by Dick Stello. Pitching 2-2. In the dirt, to run the count out full. Now 3-2 on Agee. In the game today, Foy drove home the Mets' first run. The second and third scored on error. Shamsky doubled in the next one, and then Boswell homered for the fifth one. 3-2 delivery, ball four. And E.G. goes to first on a walk. Bud Harrelson was right in the middle of the three-run outburst of the opening inning when he singled a center. So Bud has hit safely in all but one of the nine games played by the New York Mets. Right-hander Barry Lewis will work from the stretch. There goes the runner. The pitch is high. The Carver's failed to slide. The ball goes into center field. It's backed up by Denny Doyle. A stolen base for Tommy Agee. For Tommy, his second stolen base. Agee promptly putting himself in scoring position as he took off on the first pitch. You'll see the Mets doing more running this year than last. Down comes the pitch to Harrelson. High inside, ball two. Eddie Harrelson, one for three, at a run score. Now Barry Lewis delivers to Harrelson inside, ball three. Meanwhile, Joe Foy is standing in the on-deck circle, keeping an eye on Barry Lewis. New York, five runs on seven hits. Philadelphia, no runs on one hit. Ball four. Harrelson walks on four pitches. That's the third walk by relief pitcher Barry Lewis. It will bring up Joe Foy. Foy has two for three. He singled a run home in the first inning. He led off the third inning with another base hit. Last time at bat, Joe was retired, so Joe has two for three. An RBI and two runs scored. A very productive day for Joe Foy. We get a little stirring around now in the Philadelphia bullpen. A high infield pop-up. Baseman Don Money, the bag is entered. He's in fair territory, and he grabs it for the out. Side retired, one run, one hit, a home run by Ken Boswell. No errors and two left on. At the end of six innings, the New York Mets five and the Philadelphia Phillies nothing.
All roads lead to Carmody Ford and Mercury at the junction of routes 29 and 40 in busy Greenwich. Come to Carmody Carland and see their big selection of Fords in stock. You'll find Jovinos, Mustangs, Thunderbirds, Falcons, and the new Maverick in dozens of different body styles. Remember, you can't say Carmody without saying car. And for the best deal on a car, see Bill Rowe, Joe Zostak, or Jack Carmody. A good bunch of guys to do business with at Carmody Ford. Before you buy, check the Carmody deal. You'll like doing business at Carmody. Their overhead is low, and at Carmody Ford, everybody works to serve their customers. There are no padded payrolls. Every dollar you pay goes into automobile value. Take the pleasant drive to Greenwich. It's only minutes to Carmody, your country Ford dealer. For the best deal on a car, see the men at Carmody Ford Mercury. You can't say Carmody without saying car, and the best deal on a car is at Carmody Ford and Mercury at the junction of routes 29 and 40 in busy Greenwich.
Jim Hutto coming up to bat for pitcher Barry Lersch, and Lowell Palmer throwing in the bullpen for the Philadelphia Phillies. Nolan Ryan on the mound with 14 strikeouts to his credit, and here's the pitch. Low and away, starting him off with a breaking ball, and it's ball one. Nolan Ryan has tied the all-time Mets club record for strikeouts in a nine-inning game. Here's a foul ball back and out of play. Fouled off the fastball, and it's one and one. The club record for all time, a 10-inning game, is 15. Held by Jerry Kuzman against San Diego. So Ryan is only one strikeout away from tying the all-time Mets club record for strikeouts in a game.
This will be a 1-1 pitch. Swung on and missed it, strike two. Don Cardwell is up and throwing in the Met bullpen again, indicating that this will probably be Ryan's last inning. Cardwell is throwing in the bullpen. This will be a 1-2 pitch to pinch hitter Jim Hutto. Foul back. He's still alive at 1-2. Hutto barely got the bat on the ball. It rebounded all the way back out to a point near the mound, where umpire Dick Stello examines it and leaves it in play. Nolan Ryan from Alvin, Texas. Jerry Kuzman used to tell him Alvin was so small it didn't even have a last name. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Curve third. Foy opposite. And Hudall gets the life at first base on Foy's error. Joe Foy reached for that one and slapped it with the glove. So it's a leadoff base runner. And Denny Doyle, the leadoff man, coming up. He's had the only hit that the Phils have had off Ryan, and he got it as the first man up for the Phils in the ballgame. It was a slap hit to left field. He's a tough man to strike out. He's had a base hit, grounded into a forced play, and walked so far. Ryan's pitch is hit in the air down the left field line, curving foul, and going out of play. It's a long strike. Don Money is on deck. Neither Doyle nor Money has been a strikeout victim in today's ballgame. Again, Nolan Ryan sets the runner at first. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. It's strike two. The breaking pitch jammed him. A little in on the fist of Denny Doyle. So Ryan has gone ahead 0-2. Ryan has walked six today. He's only one walk away from the club record in that department. This is a two-strike delivery. Fastball swung on, hit in the air to short right field. Svoboda is coming up. He's there, and Svoboda makes the catch. Retreating is Hutto to first base. One man out, and Don Money is coming up now. He has walked, slide to center, and walk. The wind is blowing out toward right. On deck is John Briggs, who has three times been a strikeout victim. Ryan Sett checks the runner at first, and here's the pitch. A little outside for a ball. Cardwell continues to throw in the mid bullpen. Breaking pitch in there for a called strike. As Bob Murphy indicated, Ryan has not pitched in a regularly scheduled exhibition game since March 23rd. Here's a 1-1 pitch. Swung on it. On the ground to second. Could be two. Boswell to Harrelson. There's one. Go to first. A double play. So they're out of the inning, but Ryan does not get a strikeout. It is the first inning in which Ryan fails to get a strikeout. Through seven innings, he has struck out 14, and that may be his last inning. The double play went 4-6-3. No runs, no hits, an error, and none left. In the middle of the seventh inning, the score is the Mets 5 and the Phillies nothing. Well, here's a reminder that there are still many types of season box and reserve seat plans available to suit the needs of both business firms and individual fans for the Met games here at Shea Stadium this year. Actually, there's no better way to entertain your friends or your clients than evening at a Met game. So whether you're interested in a full season at Shea Stadium or one of the many other attractive plans, you can contact the ticket manager now, and he'll be only too happy to arrange for an appointment. The number to call is in New York. The area code, of course, is 212, and the number in New York is 672-3000. As you know, we had one of the most exciting baseball seasons ever here in New York last year. This promises to be another, with the Mets the defending world champion. So contact the ticket manager. Area code 212-672-3000. Now, Lowell Palmer has come in.
in to do the pitching. Lowell Palmer comes in to do the pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies. As Lurch was removed for a pinch hitter. Don Cardwell is continuing to throw in the Met bullpen, indicating that the probable plans are to bring him in the next inning. At this moment now, he has stopped throwing. And he's walking slowly on down toward the other end of the bullpen. So the issue is still in doubt as to whether Ryan will stay in for another inning or not. Cardwell stops throwing in the bullpen. Leon Jones coming up here now in the bottom half of the seventh. With that double play ball, Ryan did not throw many pitches in the seventh inning, so maybe he's going to get a shot to continue. We'll find out next inning as Cleon Jones comes up here now to face right-hander Lowell Palmer. The Mets are leading 5-0. Here's the pitch. It is high for a ball. Jones has gone 1-for-3 today. This is Palmer's fourth appearance of the year. He has no won or lost record yet. He has no record against the Mets at all. Here's the 1-0 pitch. And it's in there for a called strike. Last year with the Phillies, Palmer was 2-8. At Eugene, he was 8-1 in the Pacific Coast League. He worked for 2/3 of an inning yesterday. Struck out one and walked one. Here is a pitch high. 2-1 to Cleon Jones with Art Chansky on deck. An enthusiastic Saturday afternoon crowd here at Shea Stadium. Lots of youngsters in this audience. There's a pitch in for a call strike, and they've started the chant of Let's Go Mets. It's 2-2 to Jones. This will be a 2-2 pitch. In there for a call strike three. That is only the third strikeout credited to Philly pitchers today. Bunning struck out one, Lurch struck out one, and now Palmer. In the Philly bullpen, they're tuning up a starter, Woody Freiman, for a future start. Woody Freiman tuning up in the Philly bullpen. Now Shamsky's up. He doubled a drive and a run in the third inning. He is 1-for-3 today. Well, this pitch hit down in the dirt and hit Shamsky on the leg, so he's going to first hit by a pitch ball. A base runner. That was a breaking pitch, cranked down on. It hit Shamsky. He's on at first, and Svoboda's coming up. He's 0-for-2 and a walk. The pitch to Svoboda, and it's in there for a strike. Swinging a foul ball back and out of play. Two strikes now to Svoboda. Lurch worked four impressive innings in relief for the Phillies. He gave up only one run on one hit, and that was a homer by Boswell. He struck out one and he walked three, but one of them was an intentional pass. Here's a pitch in for a call, strike three to Svoboda. So Lowell Palmer has two strikeouts to his credit. Shamsky holds it first, and Boswell's coming up. He had a home run in the sixth inning. In the Met bullpen at this moment. Low for a ball. The Mets are batting here in the bottom half of the seventh inning, and they're leading by a score of 5-0. The 1-0 delivery, in for a called strike. It's 1-1.
The big story here, of course, today is Nolan Ryan, who has struck out 14 Phillies in the first seven innings of this ball game. The seventh inning was the only inning of the game in which he did not register a strikeout. With a swing, the drive hits to right. Ron Stone's in the warning track, and he makes the catch. So the side is out. No run, no hit, no error, hit batsman, and one man left on base. And Nolan Ryan is coming to the mound, so he's going to be in for another inning. At the end of seven innings of play here, the score is the Mets 5 and the Phillies nothing.
I am a moving on a long journey. I will be following the spring. It is high time that I was searching for the natural thing.
At Rheingold, we brew beer with the natural things. Today, in an age of artificial flavors and artificial colors and artificial products, Rheingold Extra Dry is brewed the old way. The natural way. With North Dakota barley, great American corn, imported and domestic hops, good water, and that's all. Everything is natural. So is the taste. Natural Rheingold.
It is high time that I was searching for the natural thing.
Rheingold Brewers Incorporated, New York, New York, and Orange, New Jersey, ask you to help keep America beautiful.
Briggs, who has struck out three times here today. Ryan has 14 strikeouts in seven innings, and here's the pitch. Hit on the ground to first. Taken on a short hop by Chansky. There's one away. Again, Cardwell is up and throwing in the Met bullpen. Don Cardwell is warming up again in the Met bullpen. There's one away, and Darren Johnson's coming up. Struck out swinging, and flied to center field. Ryan already has tied the Mets strikeout record for a nine-inning game at 14, held jointly by himself and Tom Seaver. There's a pitch low. When Seaver struck out 14, it was in San Diego last year, and he went only seven innings in that ball game. One 0 pitch. In there for a strike, a blazing fastball, and it's 1-1. Nolan Ryan was selected by the Mets in the free agent draft. It was in the fifth round of the draft. He was not exactly sought after. Here's a 1-1 pitch. It's high. He's been sought after in recent years. There hasn't been a club in the major leagues that hasn't contacted the Mets at one time or another about the possibility of obtaining Nolan Ryan. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Swung on and missed. It's 2-2. Nobody on base, one man out. The Met all-time club strikeout record is 15 in a 10-inning game held by Jerry Kuzman. 2-2 pitch. And he just missed. Thought he might get a call. It's 3-2. Thought he might get a call on that pitch and did not. Grody saying a word or two to umpire Dick Stello without turning around. Here is the payoff pitch. Struck him out. Nolan Ryan has struck out 15 of the Philadelphia Phillies. That is the all-time Mets strikeout record for a nine-inning game. Nolan Ryan with 15 strikeouts. The major league record is 19, held by Steve Carlton of the Cardinals, who last year struck out 19 New York Mets, and the Mets won the game 4-3. Here's a pitch to Tim McKinnon for a strike. On the message board and right, that was Ryan's 15th strikeout to tie the all-time Met record. That's a foul ball back and out of play. Of course, if he gets one more, he has the all-time Met record, including extra inning games. Two-strike count now to McCarver, who walked, struck out, and struck out. There are two men out in the eighth inning. Ryan started to go. McCarver stepped out. The Mets are leading 5-0.
Ryan's pitch, curveball high. It's 1-2. Cardwell continues to throw in the bullpen. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Outside, missed way out there. It's 2-2. Larry Heisel is on deck. Ryan has struck out 15 and walked 6 and allowing only one. Here's a 2-2 delivery. Hit on the ground to first base. Taken by Shansky. He makes the play unassisted. The side is out in the eighth inning. Ryan has 15 strikeouts. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left. In the middle of the eighth inning, the score is the Mets 5 and the Phillies nothing.
Not where you've been. Going, going, going. Give me where you've been. Start to growing.
This is the delicious ballad of Big Mac. When McDonald's gave the news one beautiful morning, every hamburger fan had a thrill that a new kind of hamburger's about to be born. Will it be a boy or a grill? Well, it was Big Mac, Big Mac. He was born full-grown, double delicious, triple-decker, and 100% beef. That's a fact. Big, Big Mac. Well, they said he was a sandwich, but take it from me, even though he's a real good deal, he's only disguised as a sandwich, can't you see? He's really a man-sized meal, cause it was Big Mac, Big Mac. So head out for McDonald's and put your arms around that monumental, delicious Big, Big Mac.
Mike Compton is catching for the Phillies. Jerry Grody's up for the Mets in the bottom half of the eighth inning, facing Laurel Palmer. There's a swing and a fly ball into center field, and coming up is Larry Heisel. He calls and makes the catch. So Grody has flied out to center field, and Nolan Ryan's coming up. Get ready for the ovation when he's announced. Nolan Ryan coming up here now. Pitch is high. Now, out in the bullpen, Don Cardwell has put the jacket on. He is sitting in the cart out there. The last two innings have been easy innings for Nolan Ryan as far as number of pitches thrown are concerned. Here's a swing and a foul ball. So the indication would be that perhaps manager Gil Hodges and pitching coach Rube Walker are going to let him take a shot at the ninth inning. And one more achievement that he has never had. Ryan has never had a major league shutout. He has never been credited with a major league shutout. So perhaps they're going to let him take a shot at that. Here's a 1-1 pitch. Swung on and foul back. It's 1-2. Two innings. Cardwell has been up and throwing. In case Ryan got into an inning in which he had to use a lot of pitches, they were ready to make the relief. But the last two innings have been easy innings for him. And here's a base hit for Nolan Ryan, his first of the season. Ryan goes down to first, takes the easy turn there with his first base hit of this season. So he's on at first. One man out, and Tommy Agee's coming up. Agee is 1-for-3 and a walk. The Mets are leading in the game 5-0. In case you've joined us along the way, the Mets got 3 runs off Jim Bunning in the bottom of the first and have led throughout. All right, Agee's up with one man out. Ryan, the base runner, has the jacket on. Here's a swing and a miss. Don Cardwell, who has warmed up 3 times today, is sitting in the electric cart in the bullpen with the jacket on. He is not warming up. He is not throwing. Pitches inside.
Then the Philly bullpen, Joe Horner is up and throwing. Joe Horner is warming up in the Philly bullpen, along with Woody Fireman, who is tuning up for a future start. This will be a 1-1 pitch to Tommy Agee. It's inside low, and Lowell Palmer goes behind. 2 balls and 1 strike. Nolan Ryan has struck out 15. Philadelphia Phillies here this afternoon. That pitch is high, 3-1. For a long time, the National League record was 17. Dizzy Dean struck out 17 during his career. Then a fellow named Sandy Koufax came along and struck out 18 in the daytime and 18 at night. Here's a 3-1 pitch, swung high, deep to left center. That's way back there. Going, going. And this one is down for a home run for Tommy Agee. It is Agee's first home run of the year. Hit the ball over the center field fence. A 2-run homer. The Mets are leading by a score of 7-0. Nobody on base. One man out. Bud Harrelson up. That pitch is outside for a ball. Here's a pitch in for a called strike. One pitch, and it's in there for a call strike. It's 1-2. The only hit that the Phils have had today off Nolan Ryan came by Denny Doyle, who was the first man that Ryan faced in the first inning. It was a clean base hit, a slap single to left. Here's a 1-2 pitch, inside low. How many one-hit baseball games have been credited to Met pitchers? 3. Alvin Jackson, Tom Seaver, Jack Hamilton. The Mets have never had a no-hitter. Here's a 2-2 pitch, foul back and out of play. Incidentally, when Jack Hamilton pitched his one-hitter, the only hit was a bunt base hit by Ray Sadecki, who is now with the New York Mets. That was the one-hitter for Jack Hamilton. 2-2 to count to Bud Harrelson at the plate. That's high and away, and it's out full at 3-2. The Mets are batting in the bottom half of the eighth inning. Here's a swing and a fly ball into center field. Larry Heisel's there. Two men are out, and Joe Foyt's coming up. We pause for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
This is New York Mets baseball on WKAJ-FM 102.3 in Saratoga Springs, New York.
Serving you from historic Johnstown,
Nelson with Bob Murphy and Ralph Kiner at Shea Stadium in New York. Joe Foy is up. He is 2-for-4 today. Here's a pitch outside for a ball. Two men out, nobody on base. The Mets are leading the Philadelphia Phillies by a score of 7-0. Tom Seaver shut out the Phillies yesterday. Here's a swing and a miss. 1-1 now to Foy with Jones on deck. Doubleheader here tomorrow. The Mets and the Philadelphia Phillies. 1-1 pitch. That's high for a ball. 2-1. Monday, the Mets will be going up to the United States Military Academy at West Point. A tradition begun by John McGraw and the Giants of going up to play the Cadets. Here's a 2-1 pitch. Swung on and hit deep to left, but going back is Heisel. He's there and he makes the catch. So the side is out. 2 runs on 2 hits. No errors and none left. And at the end of 8 full innings of play, the score is the Mets 7 and the Phillies nothing.
Having a problem in deciding where to take your group on its next outing? If so, let the Mets Group Sales Department solve it for you. This department is manned by experts in handling both men's and women's groups. These same specialists include community and civic organizations, social and fraternal clubs, youth, family, and athletic groups to take in a Mets ball game and enjoy a day's change. In addition to providing group ticket sales for a ball game, our representatives will be to furnish you with all the details of the beautiful restaurants at Shea Stadium, which are available for parties, large or small, up to 700 persons. For groups of 100 or more, recognition will be given to your organization on the changeable message scoreboard here at Shea. You can easily obtain additional information simply by writing to Group Sales Manager, Shea Stadium, Flushing, New York, 11368. Or, if you like, telephone 212-672-3000. The representative handling your area will be more than happy to personally speak before your men's or women's group, large or small, and explain all the details. Call or write today and enjoy a day at Shea.
Inning. Ryan has struck out 15 Phillies, and Larry Heisel, the center fielder, is up there. He struck out twice today. Nolan Ryan with the pitch. Hit on the ground to shortstop, taken by Harrelson. Guns it across in time. There's one away. Ryan has tied the all-time Met record for strikeouts, held by Jerry Kuzman, 15 in a 10-inning game. He has broken the all-time Met strikeout record for a 9-inning game, held jointly by himself and Tom Seaver, 14. Now Ron Stone's up. Twice he has been a strikeout victim in today's game. This pitch is in for a called strike. Hardwell's up and throwing again in the bullpen. Ryan delivers. Breaking pitch, swung on and missed. It's 0-2. The crowd now senses the fact that he's a pitch away from setting an all-time Mets strikeout record. The count is 0-2 to Ron Stone. Ryan's pitch hit in the air to left field, way back. Jones retreating to the warning track, and one half it for the out. Deion Jones made the catch. Two away and Larry Boas coming up. Well, maybe you're wondering why Royal Crown Solar is growing so fast, appealing to so many taste buds. It's that light, kicky taste. RC does have more kick, you know. Well, there's two and a half for Ryan's chance to set an all-time Mets strikeout record. It's on the line right here. Boa has twice struck out today. The pitch is outside for a ball. And Byron Brown is on deck. If Boa keeps the game alive, Byron Brown will bat for Lowell Palmer. Breaking pitch. In the dirt a little low, and umpire Dick Stello seems to be indicating that he did or did not swing. Indicating he did not, I believe, because he quickly appealed to third base umpire, Paul Pryor. So it's a 2-0 count. Here's a swing and a foul ball. It's two balls and one strike now to Larry Boa. Ryan working on a shutout. He has never had one in the major league. Two-one pitch. And it is fouled off. 2-2. And many of the fans are happy that that little dribbler did not stay fair. It was out there in front of the plate in fair territory, but before Grody could get to it, it rolled back. Many of the fans are happy it didn't stay fair because it gives Ryan a shot at a 16th strikeout. The count is two balls and two strikes, two men out, nobody on base. Ryan takes a sign from Grody, and here is the pitch. It's high. The count is full at 3-2. This is a payoff pitch. It's on the way. And it is fouled back out of play. We'll have to do it over again. I am sure that Gil Hodges and Rube Walker did not expect that they would have Nolan Ryan in this ballgame all the way. But he got the breezing in the late inning. And so despite the fact that they had Cardwell warmed up,
They continued to go with him. So here he is with two men out in the ninth inning. The count is 3-2 to Larry Bowar. And the pitch. Check swing, ground ball to first base. Taken and flipped over to Ryan, and the ball game is over. As Shamsky took the ground ball, flipped it to Ryan, and so Nolan Ryan gets his first major league shutout. He strikes out 15 of the Philadelphia Phillies to tie the all-time Met record for an extra inning game. He sets a new Met strikeout record for a nine-inning game of 15. In the ninth inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, and none left. We'll be back in a moment with a final summary and totals. Right now, the final score of the game is the Mets 7 and the Phillies nothing. From Alvin, Texas, had himself quite a day. Nolan Ryan, 23 years of age, in his first start of the season, went all the way to notch his first major league shutout. And in so doing, he struck out 15 of the Philadelphia Phillies to set a new Met record for strikeouts in a nine-inning game and to tie the Met strikeout record for an extra-inning game held by Jerry Krusman, 15, 10 innings against San Diego. So for the second consecutive day, the Mets have shut out the Phils. Yesterday, Tom Seaver shut them out. Actually, the Mets shut the Phils out the last three times the two teams met last year, so the Mets have five consecutive shutouts against the Philadelphia Phillies. The veteran Jim Bunning, 38 years of age, started today for the Phillies and took the loss, and the Mets were out in front early. Tommy Agee led off with a single, Bud Harrelson single, and then Joe Foy single to drive in the first run. An error was committed, a double error in right field by Ron Stone that provided the Mets with another run, and then Joe Foy was brought in, and the New York by a score of 3-0. Early in the ballgame. Against Nolan Ryan, Denny Doyle singled, a slap single into left field, and Money walked, then Briggs struck out, Johnson struck out, McCarver walked, so the bases were loaded against Ryan in the first inning, but he struck out Larry Heisel. So that was the only base hit that the Philadelphia Phillies got, as Nolan Ryan hurled a one-hitter here this afternoon, the fourth Met pitcher in history to do that, as Al Jackson did it, and Jack Hamilton did it, and Tom Seaver did it, and now Nolan Ryan has notched a one-hitter. He was only one walk away from tying the Met record in that department. Ryan walked six in this afternoon's ball game. The Mets picked up another run in the third inning when Joe Foy got his second hit of the day. Leon Jones singled, and Art Shamsky doubled off the wall and right, barely missing a home run. Ken Boswell got a home run in the bottom half of the sixth inning, a leadoff homer for the New York Mets. Then they added their final two runs on a two-run homer by Tommy Agee over the center field fence in the bottom half of the inning. So the New York Mets won it by a score of 7-0, and we'll be back to tell you a little bit about tomorrow's game.